Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You alluded to it earlier in your answer, how he's going to be a big miss to the Premier League, really, in that sense. I don't think we've really sort of taken that into account. Yeah, obviously, Liverpool fans will miss him for what he's brought on a footballing sense, but I also think his communication, his interview style, and the way he handles himself, the way he navigates questions, because how often have we seen him approached about questions, not even in a football term sometimes. He seems to have, even though it's in his second language as well, he has this way in which he finds the right words time and time again. I think we're really going to miss that. Obviously, there was the Super League debacle that he managed to navigate exceptionally as well. He truly is a brilliant communicator. There's no two ways about that. And you're right also, he's a competitor, he's a winner. So when you have just lost, you're going to expect a little bit of a backlash, a little bit of a feistiness to him, I guess, because that's
no
who he is.
At all.
No, yeah, no, it comes with the territory, doesn't it, ultimately? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just on that then, in terms of the title race and stuff like that, it's one of the more fascinating ones you've been involved in numerous down the years, but here we are on the eve of domestic football returning, of course. 30 games left, really, to decide the title between us, Arsenal and Man City. It's really interesting. How do you see it?
I think it's magnificent. Honestly, I think this is one of the best title races we've had for years, because this is a genuine three-horse race. And you can make a case for any one of the three. So let's leave the Red Men until last. So you say Arsenal. They will be disappointed the way they fell away last season. This season, they're scoring more goals than anybody else, and they're conceding fewer goals than anybody else. The question mark over them is, do they have course and distance? And also, on paper, they've got arguably the toughest running, starting this weekend at Manchester City. So those are the pros, those are the cons. City, course and distance, been there, done it. They love it when everybody writes them off. It would be incredible to be the first team ever to win four on the trot. They've got the personnel. They've got an incredible coach. They've got the know-how. And that's got to give you confidence when you're on a roll. You just keep doing it. You know, you're the treble champions. Bring it on. The Red Men. I don't think... It's been an extraordinary season. And since Jürgen made his announcement, it seems to have, and I'm not going to say galvanised, actually, I might have changed my mind. I think I might, it hasn't galvanised, because the youngsters coming in, the way that Liverpool have coped with adversity, I think Liverpool out of the three teams now, it almost doesn't matter who plays, because there's this energy, there's brio about whoever comes in, and they're a fabulous team. I also think, okay, you've got some tricky games. United away, Spurs, Villa. You don't know what you're going to get from them right now. But you would have to say the Jurgen Klopp factor could be the decider in this. The fact that it is, yeah. Okay, I'll do my Jurgen impersonation. If somebody was foolish enough to put that to him, he'd go, what, so if you go in the dressing room, the boys are going to say, yes, let's win this for Jürgen. And if I wasn't leaving, they wouldn't try as hard, which I love about him, because it's a literal answer. So, no, it doesn't stack up if you analyse it. But I just think it is a factor. I just think there is something about this last dance together with this particular coach and this group of players as well.
It's hard to avoid it ultimately, because pretty much since day one, since Jurgen Klopp arrived, that in the face of adversity, that never give up, that mentality monsters, that run through brick walls for Klopp and that makes you feel 10 feet, et cetera, I could go on, has been the thing. So when you couple that and marry it up with the fact that Klopp's now leaving, the end is in sight of his tenure, it's hard to imagine that these players wouldn't go that extra mile for him, because you're only going to get one opportunity to go the extra mile for Jurgen Klopp, and that's coming to an end now. So I make you absolutely spot on that. I really do. Just on that then, we'll round up the Liverpool and the Klopp section by talking about the fact that, and I guess his tenure as a whole, really, during his time in the football club, you mentioned that he's been one of the great characters in the Premier League and stuff like that. And he's going to leave this football club in rude health. I think that's fair to say. Whoever comes in, whether it be Xabi Alonso, Roberto De Zerbi, Julian Nagelsmann, et cetera, Liverpool Football Club, because of him, because of the youngsters, because of the work behind the scenes, because of the owners, et cetera, looks in a wonderful, wonderful place again, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just want to just go back to talking about him and his strengths. He's a fantastic communicator, but he's also a superb tactician. No. And I think this season in particular, his substitutions have won games. And the way he thinks about the game, the way he changes games, is I think maybe he doesn't get enough recognition for that. Maybe, you know, we all focus on the big character, the big personality, you know. He's also darn good at what he does.
Yeah.
You know, it's important we don't, and I know we're guilty of that in the media, of how he's this big guy, this character, and they'll run through walls for him. But yeah, but he is also an extremely skilled and experienced coach. Mm-hmm. So that's why Liverpool are where they are. In terms of what he'd done, the transformation of the club, I think it's more than about results. It's about connecting the fans, understanding the city, understanding the political leanings of the city, the mentality of Liverpool fans. He absolutely, from day one, fitted in. You know, it was like a glove for him. It just the perfect fit for Liverpool. And there's no question that he has put the club, because ultimately, yes, of course, you've got Fenway. Yes, you have your directors of sport. You have your heads of recruitment. But at the centre of all of that, you've got a guy who is pretty much responsible for the direction that the majority of that takes. And he's done that. And you look at that crop of youngsters coming in as well. And, you know, the academy deserves great credit for not just the quality that's coming through, but just the way they conduct themselves. So humble, so professional, yeah. And the way they integrate with the senior players as well. Honestly, I sound like a Liverpool fan. It's a fabulous scenario at the moment at Liverpool. And also, this could be the most incredible end to the season. It could be absolutely incredible. I, for one, I do not think that the Carabao is the only trophy that Liverpool will end the season with.
No, I obviously certainly hope not. No disrespect to the Carabao Cup, of course. That was a wonderful day within its own right, especially when you consider the youngsters with which we did it with. It was truly remarkable. Another feat from Jurgen Klopp's side. And as you rightly say, it has been a marriage made in heaven, really, since day one. He completely bought into everything we were about. He's instilled this incredible belief in the group and the fan base as well, as you mentioned. Like, doubters to believers was a real thing. It wasn't just words. It wasn't just a passing comment. It was genuinely what he made happen. And yeah, I've loved every single minute of it. I don't want it to end, if truth be told, but all good things must come to an end.
I think he's right, though. If he feels in his heart of hearts,
yeah.
If I started next season, he was just being honest. It was almost though he would feel disingenuous if he started next season having registered or accepted in his mind he didn't have the same energy levels required to do the job to the optimum, which is his minimum requirement. So it's a brave, and it's an extremely honest call to make.
No, absolutely, I agree with you. And again, it's testament to the man as well, because he doesn't want to go into it, as you say, knowing he can't give more than or less than 110% rather, because that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be right. He sees this job as being so important, so integral, that anything less than what the maximum is, he simply can't do it. And that's brilliant. That's, as much as it pains me to say it, I love that about him. And I love the fact he would never even imagine doing that, because it isn't right ultimately. Jeff, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Just going back. You talked about the singing in the terraces.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Who's your, you're at home last season, aren't you?
Wolves at home. Again, it seems to always be Wolves at home.
Can you imagine last, if it goes to the last day, what that atmosphere will be like?
Well, you know, obviously we have the I'm so glad Jürgen is a Red, the Beatles sort of spin. And he has recently said that he doesn't want us to sing that until the game's over and we've won, because it was getting sung sort of mid-game and stuff like that. And he's come out and said, if all goes to plan and what we hope happens. Yep. The rendition of that on the final day of the season will be like nothing you've ever heard before. I referenced earlier how the Kop
and Anfield, the roof off.
Oh, Kop and Anfield used to sing Beatles songs in perfect harmony, seemingly, from the actual Kop. It might just be revisited on that day. You're absolutely spot on. I mean, I've been involved in some seismic occasions down the years at a football ground. That would be like no other. It'll be like absolutely no other. It will be incredible, genuinely phenomenal. And fingers crossed it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.